That was Eagle Eye Cherry with Save Tonight. You're waking up to Bell and Dubs in the Morning, live on Los Santos Community College Radio.
Rawr, that guy can eagle-eye my cherry, if you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you mean. There's been a blizzard of activity, and we have to get to the announcements. LSCC has faced a wave of criticism and is changing the mascot from the Mix to the Jerrys.
You have got to be kidding me. What does everybody have against Mick Jagger?
Feels like maybe these snowflakes are ageist. Whatever it is, we are the Jerrys now.
Well, surely no one is going to be offended by that. Go Jerrys!
Due to last week's magnitude 6.3 earthquake, Scott Hall Hall has suffered significant structural damage. Residents are being moved temporarily to Annie Hall Hall. We ask that the girls please stay on the girls' halls and the boys with the boys.
It's only right and natural, Dubs.
Nature sure has been hard at work here in Los Santos. It rained for a solid 20 minutes late yesterday, which caused cancellations all across campus. The track meet, the soccer match, and Birdwatchers Anonymous have been rescheduled for this evening. A makeup date for Umbrella Club has yet to be decided.
But the good news is, the awful wildfire in the Grand Sonora Desert is finally under control thanks to that rain. Now it's safe to go into the desert again, just in time for Flaming Dude Fest.
All this talk about rain is really putting me in the zone. The weather zone, that is. Have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Have you ever stared at the clouds and wondered, I wonder what they're going to do next? Well, now you can. Los Santos Community College is proud to announce a new meteorology program for the fall semester. Professor Sky Doppler will be in charge and has told us that a joy front is moving into San Andreas, and the only way to weather the storm is to give in and take these classes. What about you, Belle? Thinking about signing up for this? I can't wait to meet Professor Doppler.
Wow, meteorology? I gotta check that out so I can learn about my future. I'm a Gemini.
You're not gonna learn about that in meteorology, Belle. That's astrology.
Then, I guess I can learn about my future weather?
We need to move on to the news. But first, this important message. Has this ever happened to you?
Little Billy, how'd you like your birthday present?
I ain't never got no present, Granny.
But I sent it post-op last week. Oh, no!
Those other courier services pussy out at the slightest hint of bad weather, leading to millions of dollars in missing packages and worse, broken hearts. No matter the weather, we'll handle your package right. If you don't give a damn, use post-op. If it absolutely has to arrive, no matter how long it will take, go postal. We aim not to lose it. Weather on the ones, currently 78 degrees, low of 69. Tomorrow will be a high of 75 degrees with a low of 69. Let's take it over to Belle at the Maze Bank Weasel News Desk with today's super important headlines.
The big news this week is the total eclipse of the sun. Look to the skies tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. The eclipse will be viewable all over the state, but the best viewing will be outside of downtown. Head to Vespucci Beach, Mount Chiliad State Park, or the Palomino Highlands. But be careful and be sure to wear protection. Here's LSCC Professor Orion with more information.
Now, you need to view an eclipse with only approved eyewear. No cheap sunglasses. Go out and get yourself some big black frames with glass so dark they won't even know your name. If you want to see the sun blotted out from the sky, you gotta paint it. Paint it black. Black as night, black as coal. This is my advice, and if you follow, there may be a tomorrow. If the offer is shun, you might as well be walking on the sun.
You can pick up a free pair of viewing glasses with your RA or at the health department. Be safe and enjoy. In the meantime, watch Weasel News tonight at 11 for more information about the eclipse. Dubs, back to you.
Well, that sounds exciting, Belle. Which reminds me, listeners, bleat the keyword celestial at Belle and Dubs for a chance to win an LSCC prize pack.
That's celestial. C-E-L-E-S-T-I-A-L.
If you listen close enough, Belle, you can hear the loons because coming up next is our resident expert on the truth, Elvis Loon. But first, here's Ugliography with Post Isabel Loveboat.
Wasn't sure of energy collapsing with the trees. dragged it through the water, drowning sorrow in the back room stage downtown. Only once have I saved myself. Cracked roots, remember failure. Your smile, almost forgotten how to kiss through a long embrace. Oh man, and how to glow till your hair came down. It had been a while, it had been a while. Gave a chance to a shipwreck. Took a look when the door hooked. At the splinter pain inside. Buzz, buzz, flash, the hope resurrected. Set the time up the pace, jumbo bottle rocking case. Falling, falling till I'm on my feet again. Can't even count, exploding grins. A long embrace. I can't see that the glow will ever die down. It should last a while, it should last a while.
And we're back. Bell and Dubs in the morning on Los Santos Community College Radio. Joined at this time from an undisclosed location, hopefully not as angry as last time, it's our resident truth seeker, Elvis Loon. Today, Elvis is going to address the flood of emails we've received in regards to a recent news story. In case you missed it, last weekend a treasure hunter discovered mysterious gold coins on Vespucci Beach.
Oh, treasure? Are you bringing me some gold, Elvis?
Only if we are talking about cryptocurrency, and even then I'm not sharing any of my star coin with you. You'd probably try to spend it on some booze at Scoop's Liquor Barn.
Yes. Well, sharing is hard. So, what can you tell us about this veritable treasure found on the shores?
Well, news wasn't giving you the whole story. If you two would just open your eyes already, then maybe you would see that you're getting fed a bunch of fake news. Has it even crossed your mind what this gold is and where it comes from? I'm guessing you've never even heard of Gaia either. It's good that you have me around then. You'd be completely in the dark about the truth that is out there and what knowledge can be gained from it.
Gaia? Can't say that I've ever heard of that. Is that off of Del Perro?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Elvis. Isn't Gaia another planet? One that isn't even in our solar system?
I've got my eye on you, Dubs. You seem like you might have some sort of vision past what they are willing to show you. Yes. Gaia is another planet, one of the only planets known to produce Gil, the other being Midgar. And because this planet produces Gil, NASA doesn't want us to know, so no one pulls a Sid Hyland and flies a rocket out to start stealing the Gil.
This is all starting to sound a little too much like a video game there, Elvis. Where could you have possibly gotten any of this information from? The cloud?
I cannot reveal my sources, but that is exactly what they want you to think, that this is some sort of video game. I'm here to tell you that it is not. Call it your reality brief or your wake-up call. Open your eyes. If you start seeing gil being spent all over town, it could seriously cripple our economy. The exchange rate is astronomical. Suddenly your P's and Q's are 2 gil, which comes to $50. Your little snack just cost you a few meals. Is it worth sitting here blind to the world around you?
So, if this gil, as you called it, is coming ashore, it would stand to reason that it's out in the ocean somewhere. Have you heard anything about what it could be from?
I'm sure you remember a story a few months back about some aircraft crashing out into the ocean. At the time, the media tried to tell you that it was just some errant helicopter from Fort Zancudo. I've done the deep diving, though, and this time I mean it. I rented a Kraken and started exploring. Look, I can't divulge a location. Can't have every Tom, Dick, and Laszlo out looking for my ship of gil.
Laszlo is just the type of guy you'd expect to sneak in at the last second and take that TV job you were applying for. Or your gil. And it's time to go to the phones. What do you guys think? Have you found treasure? Do you believe in Gaia? Zing in on this. 661-214-3038.
We have our first caller already. Here's our old friend, Blaine County Bob.
Hey guys, this here's Bob again. Y'all probably forgot because it's been so long. But anyway, what I was going to say is after that rain came last night, it pretty much ended the drought everywhere. You know, we needed that rain pretty good up here. Blaine County's just been hit hard by this drought, as I was saying last time. But and I was hoping it's going to end another way, if you know, remember. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when it rained out there, you remember I had that problem with the dog and them and them crapping all over the place? So I went out there, and I don't know if it was a combination of what between the rain and the dog mess, but we had one of them little, what they call fairy rings out in the front yard with them little mushrooms growing. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, you know what? We could get some of them mushrooms because Llewellyn, she's going to be making that spaghetti tonight. And she makes just the plainest spaghetti with that there Rugu or whoever spaghetti sauce. So I pick in mushrooms and I take them in there and I wash them up and I slice them up. And I was wondering now, you know, I don't want to put these in this if they don't taste good in the spaghetti sauce. So I went ahead and I had a few of them. And, well, what I had then was what they call one of them transcendental or transsexual experiences where you see other sides of the universe, and that's when I found myself fully enveloped by the warm glow and love of Gaia, and I was on a different world, and I, the stars I could feel the heat of the stars on my face, and it was like the love of God had come down on me in the form of Gaia. And she said, "My rain and bounty fall upon you." And I don't know what the hell that means. But then I woke up and the dog was barking, and I was in the kitchen, and the spaghetti sauce was knocked over on the floor. And I guess I had returned to this mortal coil spring to relate this story of my experiences to y'all. So anyway, we went ahead and had spaghetti and for dinner, and I figured you'd get a full stomach and you'll feel better. And about the time everybody was eating, everybody started just kind of staring off into the wind there and looking into the colors of the stars themselves. And I figure, you know what? I bet they are transcending this plane and going back to see Mother Gaia. So I went ahead and had me a double helping that spaghetti sauce. I didn't see nothing like that this time. I was in the depths of just about like the beaches down there in San Andreas. It's just hot and stuff. I don't want to ever go down there. It's just crowded up with people just touching and sticky, sweaty on everybody. But I tell you what, I was surrounded by all these half-naked, bikini-wearing meth ladies. And I was like, well, you know what? On one hand, these meth ladies. On the other hand, it's just this whole flower of God that has sprung upon me. So I figured I would take advantage of it. And as I was starting to reach out and approach one of these meth ladies, that's when I woke up and I was in there in my room again. This time, my whole body, for some reason, somebody had painted my entire body with spaghetti sauce. And I was like, why am I covered up in spaghetti sauce? And I look over and Llewellyn She has taken and made a wig out of the spaghetti noodles, and she's dancing like one of them Mati Hari women's in them old movies, and she's doing this this place in France looking dance. And I was like, what in the hell are you doing, woman? God, the children is in the next room, and they're going to see this. And I walked up there, and I tell you what, the boy covered head and toe in spaghetti, and he's just wallowing around like a pig in a pile of pigsty mess, and he just like, damn it to hell, boy, get up off that floor. And he's like, but daddy, I am a butterfly in the wind. And I was like, what the hell does that even mean, boy? He's like, daddy, I think you used the wrong kind of mushrooms. And I'm like, boy, you don't turn your nose up at God's good graces. And I tell you what, that boy looked at me and he's like, just out of nowhere, he looked right in the eyes like, daddy, don't mess with the voice of God. I am here to tell you about my new coming. And I'm like, boy, I'm going to smack you upside the goddamn head with, I tell you what, son of a bitch. I went to hit that boy and he ducked and I smacked into that chair. And that's when I fell in that mess of spaghetti sauce. And I tell you, that woman, she makes a pot of spaghetti sauce and feed a family for about 6 weeks. So when I hit that thing, I slipped and fell. And that's why my back was out this week. And I had to miss work. And they's telling me if I don't come on in there, they're going to be cutting my check. But
I'm out of time here, Bob.
And that just brings up a whole other thing I don't even want to talk about this week. Because my back has been out. And it's all because of that whole damn the drought ending. And all that rain has made the damn mushroom rings come up in my yard.
Well, we're going to have to revisit that another time, Bob. Thanks for zinging in. Next up, we have Titus.
Hey, ladies. My name's Titus, a.k.a. Mr. Gold Digger. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a fine, outstanding gentleman. Calling in to say if there are any ladies with a little too much gill, please slide into my DMs. You can find me on Bleeder at StubMuffin4U or at Club Bahama Mamas.
StubMuffin for you, huh?
He'll never go for it, Belle. You're broke. And next caller. Seamus, zing in.
Hello, how are you doing? It's Seamus. Long time gold digger, first time caller. First of all, I don't know, why are you be changing the mascot name to Mix? I mean, you know, me and my friends, we're not having any fun with it at all. Why are you giving me these crosses? What made you change the name again?
Totally agree with you, Seamus. Unfortunately, we aren't in charge around here. Thanks for your support.
Now, I want to talk to you about this sunken treasure. This fucking thing, I demand to know its location because my pot of gold's been stolen and the LSPD hasn't taken it seriously. I'm going to reward any listeners can help me recover the treasure. I'll take my answer off the air, thank you kindly.
Yeah, I know about your kind. Little green men of the non-alien sort, guarding your gold away from them at the end of the rainbow. Don't worry, Seamus. Your secret is safe with me.
Apparently we have royalty on the phone right now as we are joined by a pirate princess? PP, zing in.
Hi, time for taking me call. Now, as a yachtsman, I've had plenty of run-ins with sunken treasure. Actually, it's kind of a pirate thing in general. In some worlds, I'm actually the treasure. But that's beside the point. What I need for you to do right now is forget everything you've heard and leave the treasure be. You really don't want me on your tails. My dad's navy will launch so many cannonballs in your direction, and I probably don't have to tell ye, there's nothing worse than getting a face full of me daddy's balls.
Balls? Oh, I love balls.
What?
Balls, you know, big fancy dress party. Pee-pee, do you have a fairy godmother? What color is your gown? Are you going to wear glass slippers? I have so many questions.
Girl, I just got a new gown. It's black with puffy sleeves. It goes really well with my parrot. Bleed me later and we can DM about it.
This really isn't the time and place.
Shush you, becoming a princess is every girl's fantasy.
Again with you two. None of you are taking any of these things seriously. This is reality we are talking about here. This is real life, not some girl's fantasy. You're going to get caught in a landslide of the truth. Listen to what I've informed you, and I will check back in later. Hopefully, you'll be more enlightened.
Whether you like it or not, it's time to wrap this show up. Plenty of people chiming in on the supposed sunken treasure, but none had the ins quite like our friend Elvis Loon. We even learned a little about Gaia. The sun had a black hole in it, and it was burning retinas. People, do not stare into the sun. it rained here in Los Santos. If you would like to help the victims of the rainstorm, you can text HELP to 567-567. Just $1 from each of us can help put people back on their feet after this horrible weather incident. Well, we're out of here. Remember, you can bleed us at Bell and Dubs or text us at 661-214-3038 to get zinged. Here's Eagle Eye Cherry with Save Tonight right here on LSCC Radio.